And the first item of business is consumer reports from Deb Gregg.
Thank you. The commission received a total of 61 contacts since the last report was prepared for the February 26, 2013 commission meeting. 13 of the contacts involved telecommunication service, 13 of the contacts involved electric service, 3 contacts involved natural gas service, 9 contacts involved cell phone service, 13 contacts related to the Do Not Call registry, and 10 contacts related to issues not regulated by the PUC. 321 of the 358 complaints received in 2013 have been resolved.
Thank you. And before I go any further, I better check Commissioner Hansen. Are you still with us?
I am, but I'm having some challenges with this phone, so I'll do the best I can.
Okay, well, we hear you very well. Commissioner Feagin, are you with us?
Commissioner Feagin is here.
Excellent. Any questions for Ms. Gregg? Well, I have one. How was the Sioux Falls Home Show?
It was a lot of fun. How was that? No, it was good. We had a great turnout on Friday. Slowed down on Saturday and Sunday, but had a good turnout, some good questions, and Darren did really good. So we did great.
Very good. He got his break-in moment, and due to the snowstorm, you pulled an extra day and a half of service. And
that's
we thank you for that.
And Darren made the newspaper, so we're good.
Very good. Okay, if there's no further questions from the commission, we will move into our dockets. And the first one we're going to take up is EL 13-005 in the matter of the joint request for an electric service territory boundary change between Black Hills Power and Black Hills Electric Cooperative. And I need to check, Walker Witt, are you on the line?
Present, Mr. Chairman.
Excellent. And Mike Thies, are you on the line?
I'm present.
Excellent. We have the parties we need for this one. With that, I'm going to turn to Black Hills Power. Are you the moving party in this?
Yes.
I believe so. Go ahead, Mr. Thies.
Yeah. We are. We were the ones that initiated this, really, to clean up the boundaries. And we had a small sliver that Black Hills Electric had that proceeded north in our service territories. Really what we're looking at is moving this boundary straight across the highway and follow the section lines or quarter section lines a little bit closer, and this will clean this up future development for us.
Thank you. Mr. Witt, anything to add?
No. Our biggest concern was that our current member be taken care of, and we have talked with him, and he has signed a consent form, and he seems happy with this territory trade if it goes forward.
Very good. And we do have that consent form in the record and appreciate that. Staff.
Thank you, Commissioner. This is Matthew Tisdale with staff. We don't have anything to add other than we think that the change makes sense and it makes it a cleaner boundary, which we always appreciate seeing that happen. So we recommend approval.
Thank you. Questions from commissioners?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that in EL 13-005, the commission approve the joint request for an electric service territory boundary change.
Very good. I do have a couple questions. We'll just hold that for a moment, Commissioner Hansen. Just want to make sure. I noticed that in Section 35, the new territory that Black Hills Electric Cooperative is going to be taking over from Black Hills Power, that there appears to be a residence. My understanding is that that residence is already being served by Black Hills Electric Co-op. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is correct, Mr. Chairman. That was a frozen customer from back before the territorial boundaries were drawn as they are today, and that person has always been our member.
Excellent. The second question I'd have, the landowners in Section 35 that are, you know, even though there's no services there currently, have those landowners been identified and notified of this change?
We have not notified those landowners. You know, this is an area that's got a lot of development potential up there, so I'm not sure that the future landowners that would develop this would be the same landowners they are today, but we have not contacted those landowners.
And we have not either, Mr. Chairman.
I think that's all the questions I have. I'm just going to open up any other questions from the commissioners before we take the motion. Hearing none, we do have a motion to approve. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion on the motion, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote nay. Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. And Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
All vote aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Witt. Thank you, Mr. Teese. Thank you, staff, for working that through. Good good swap.
Thank you. You're welcome.
We will now move on to EL 13-006. Jim Wilcox, are you with us?
Here, Mr. Chairman.
Excellent. Carrie Valley, are you with us?
Thank you. I'm present.
And Paul Lehman, are you with us?
Paul is not going to be able to join us.
Okay. Very good. This is the matter of the petition of Northern States Power Company, DBA XL Energy, for approval of its 2013 transmission cost recovery eligibility and rate adjustments. And the questions today are on filing fees, extending the tariff imposition date, and giving the executive director authority. And with that, I will turn to staff.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Karen Kramer of staff. Pursuant to SDCL 49188, staff recommends assessing a filing fee for actual expenses up to the statutory limit of $50,000. And then pursuant to SDCL 4934A14, staff recommends the commission suspend the imposition of the tariff proposed by Excel for 180 days beyond February 27, 2013. And finally, staff would request the commission to provide the executive director with authority to enter into contracts for consultant services in this docket.
Thank you. Excel.
Mr. Chairman, Jim Wilcox here from Excel Energy. Company appreciates the opportunity to appear today. We understand the requirements, and we don't have anything to add. We'll stand by for questions.
Thank you. Questions from the commission? Hearing none, and I have none. Is there a motion? I will move in EL 13-006 that the commission assess a filing fee in the amount of $50,000 to account for actual expenses incurred in review of this filing commencing from the filing date, and that the commission suspend the imposition of the tariff for 180 days beyond February 27, 2013, and give the executive director authority to enter the necessary consulting contracts. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. And Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Motion carries. Items coming up, announcements. Commissioners and staff will meet with consumers at the Black Hills Home Show March 22nd through 24th, and our next regularly scheduled meeting, March 26th, 9:30 a.m., right here. Anything else for the good of the order? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion to adjourn. All those in favor will vote aye. Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. And Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you.